Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. It is 6:21 on a Tuesday evening in Lansing. Thank you so much for joining us. Next time someone tells you you're stunning, they may not be referring to your looks. Governor Snyder today signing into law legislation that allows concealed weapons holders to carry stun guns, otherwise known as tasers. And the sponsor of the legislation, Republican State Senator Rick Jones, joins me now to tell us what that will mean for the state. Rick, thanks for joining us once again on the program.
Yes, it's a beautiful evening.
Now, Rick, look, you've worked in law enforcement for many decades.
31 years.
Indeed. Now tell me, what is it about a stun gun that makes it so much more effective and disabling, let's say, than something that, like pepper spray?
Well, you know, if somebody is very high on drugs, sometimes the pepper spray doesn't work. I have never, ever witnessed a taser that didn't knock somebody down. You know, it'll knock a moose down. In fact, you can go on YouTube and watch it. Zap me, you know, 3 years back when I demonstrated it in front of the House Judiciary. And what we're doing is legalizing something that 44 other states already allow. So if you have a concealed pistol license and you're licensed to carry a gun with bullets, now you will have the option to have a taser instead if you want.
Do you think it's fair to say that we'll certainly see a lot more use of tasers than we have of armed weapons by concealed weapons holders?
Well, I know that it will not be misused because we wrote into Michigan law very clearly that a taser would be treated like a gun. So if you abuse your rights, if you misuse it, you could be facing a felony. And the additional safeguard with a taser is if you discharge it, it shoots out confetti. Now, any police officer can pick up just one little piece of confetti, and that computer number will say you own that particular device. So it's not something that you play with. It's something that you defend yourself from death, great bodily harm, or the horrible crime of rape.
But don't we know that there has been misuse of tasers, even in the law enforcement community? Sometimes even verbal altercations have led to the use of a taser. Can you envision a potential of something that's far less than a physical attack ending up in someone getting tasered?
Well, remember, if you get shot with a bullet, you get hurt 100% of the time. If you get shot with a taser, normally everybody walks away alive. So I think that, you know, we're doing something very common sense. We're allowing something less than lethal. Now, could somebody misuse it? Yes. Could somebody misuse a gun? Absolutely.
Well,
will there be consequences? Yes.
Let's say you're in a traffic accident and, you know, you hit somebody. They jump out of their car, start yelling, approaching your car. You certainly wouldn't pull out a gun, but you may feel threatened enough to want to pull your taser out. Do you envision that kind of a situation causing someone to be tased?
Well, I don't, because you will have to take the minimum eight-hour course to get the concealed pistol license, and you will be told if you wave that thing around and misuse it, it'll be the same consequences as misusing a handgun. So it's going to be very clear in law. And it, like I said, it's legal in 44 other states. There haven't been problems, and I think it's very appropriate.
So, I mean, if we're talking about a weapon that is being treated like a handgun, it almost reminds me of the phrase bringing a knife to a gunfight. I mean, if you're bringing a taser to a gunfight, I mean, do you really want to pull out a weapon that's less than the ultimate weapon if you're going to, you know, be in a situation that could be potentially deadly?
Well, what I believe is a taser is better than nothing. And literally, this is no exaggeration, over the last 3 years that I've been working on this, I've been contacted by thousands of Michiganders that say, I just don't feel comfortable with a gun with bullets. I feel comfortable carrying a taser, and that's what I want. And I think it's certainly logical that we allow citizens to have this right to defend themselves from violent criminals. Now, it's solely a defensive device. It's not like the big police device with multiple shots. And hopefully most people, when they're confronted with a taser, criminals will run the other direction. Because I can tell you, criminals don't want to be tasered.
Isn't part of the problem with tasers, though, that sometimes they do not work? Sometimes those two little prongs don't connect properly. Yeah, that's certainly something that does not happen when you're using mace or pepper spray, is it?
Well, I you know, there's no reason you couldn't carry both, if that's what you want, you know. But the real thing that people want is the advantage of carrying this, because they're afraid of shooting a bullet and missing their assailant and hitting an innocent person. So if that's what the Michiganders want, I think it's reasonable. It works in 44 other states.
Now, the training in law enforcement is not part of the training to be tasered yourself?
Yes, but that's a little different, because law enforcement officers use a taser to control a violent criminal. And it's used to control behavior. It's not the same as a citizen defending their life or defending themselves from the crime of rape. So there's a really different use with law enforcement. And yes, most departments require that their deputies or the police officers get tasered before they carry the device.
Will that be part of the training for those who want to carry tasers here in Michigan?
It will not. It will not. Because you're not. You're going to be told, you're going to be clearly trained with your CPL training that you are not to use your taser unless you're in fear of, you know, death, great bodily harm, or rape. It's not used to control behavior like the police.
I had MSU criminal justice professor Bill Terrell on the program last week. He just completed the study that found that stun guns used by law enforcement officials result in injury over 40% of the time, and that's this injury to the suspect. Do you agree that this is far from a harmless weapon?
Well, I looked at that study, and yes, people fall down and they get a scratch, they get a scrape, they get a bruise, they get a cut. Remember, when they're shot with a bullet, they're hurt 100% of the time. Now, you know, he didn't study how many times does it cause death. I mean, he showed how many times you have an injury, and I believe many of those injuries are very violent. I myself have been tasered. I don't have a problem with the use of it.
And in terms of the penalties, you're saying the penalties will be just the same as using a gun, although that is certainly a very different weapon. What is the penalty for someone who feels directly threatened and tasers a person and they walk away unscathed, but they are experiencing being shocked?
Well, you're taught when you get your concealed pistol license that you must be in fear. You know, it's very, very clear in Michigan law. You must be in fear and show that the police and the prosecutor that somebody intended to clearly to harm you, to rape you, to murder you, to commit great bodily harm on you.
What about if they want to rob you?
You can defend yourself from that. I mean, you're being attacked by a violent person. I assume you mean with a knife or some, you know, you're being robbed.
And what is the ultimate penalty then? If you're misusing a taser, what could you face at that point?
If you just decided, well, I'm going to go taser my friend because I think it's funny, you would be facing a felony. You could be facing some very severe consequences, and people will be told that. They're told that with their handguns now in the CPL course.
Do you have a concealed weapons permit yourself?
Yes, I do, because I'm no longer a police officer and I'm required to have one.
I see. And will you then, are you planning to have a taser on you soon?
You know, I feel very secure with a gun, but I was a trained police officer for 31 years, and I feel very comfortable with it. However, I can tell you that my spouse and my daughter would like to purchase one, or even better, have me purchase one for them.
Republican State Senator Rick Jones, he is the sponsor of the legislation that was just signed into law today by Governor Snyder, legalizing stun guns for those who hold concealed weapons permits. Senator Jones, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. And we are